Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to the Junktime AFL podcast for round 15, 2023. We're coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios and Rod Carter Studios. My name is Michael Chamberlain, and joining me is a man who scored himself a new role at the West Coast Eagles. It is Adam Rosenbarks.
G'day, Michael. G'day, Junktimers. It's good to be back. Thank you so much to Declan Fay and Danny McGinley for stepping in for me at late notice. But I come back with great news. Like, I have a week off. And, you know, the reason I had the week off is because I just was, you know, I was sniffing around. I just thought this could be something over in the West. And a job has come up for me. So the strength and conditioning coach at the Eagles, Warren Coford, I think his name is, has been given the arse, Michael, after the longest injury list that you've ever seen in history at the West Coast Eagles. He's basically caused his team to turn into an absolute fucking rabble. And, I mean, he'd be lucky to ever be employed again, no matter what he tries to do. Like, even if he's, you know, an Uber Eats delivery person, people are going to be like, I don't trust it to
I mean,
him.
If you walk into an F-45 and he's there taking the class, you go like, no way, mate.
Oh, fuck.
No way. I'm putting my membership in the microwave.
yeah. And also, they're probably going to shut the F-45 before you've even finished your class anyway. You've got to pick your jibs wisely. So I've been lucky enough to be given the job. I went over to the West Coast Eagles and I laid out my plan for what I proposed to get them back in not only the top eight, but with the way that I'm going. I would say the Eagles will be top two within the next 2 years. So if you're betting to
create a dynasty, you know, a bit like the, would I say get the culture back to the Eagles of the noughties? Is that what we're looking at?
I think it would be something akin to that, Michael. Yeah. But you know that stuff, I leave that to the doctors. The doctors, you know, the doctors who wear like denim jackets with patches on the back. Those doctors, right? I don't mess with them, what they're doing. They don't mess with what I'm doing. Because I don't tell them where I live or who I am.
The doctors have to help you out where, you know, maybe you flatline in Vegas. You know, you just kind of, the doctors come in.
Doc, what's going on? And the doctor comes up. And the first thing the doctor says is, none of you fucking saw anything. And you shut your mouths. Because this is between me, the doctor, and him, the patient / currently deceased, who is about to get revived.
Fuck.
And that's what I like about that confidentiality between doctor and patient. You know, you keep it nice.
Amazing. Fucking hell.
Yes. So, when I went into the West Coast Eagles, I laid this out. First thing I said to him, I just said, stretching is for idiots. Like, you know when you see people in the gym and they're stretching, you're like, what are you doing, mate? You know what you're doing is you're just putting extra load on muscles that aren't ready for it.
Yep.
You know, they're going in a direction that they're not supposed to. What I want people to do is, before they play footy, is to sit for long hours at a desk on a computer. I think that is really good for your posture, keeps you upright, shortens all your ligaments and your hip flexors. I think that's great for football.
For sure.
And that's what I'm going to be going in. So I want the players, basically, I don't want them out training. I want them gaming as much as they physically can.
Okay, got to get some Twitch action going.
Mate, you tell me, and the other thing I want to do, this kind of is combined with the gaming, I want their skin folds way up, right? Because I want them carb loading, I want them on fast food. Because you tell me, have you ever seen a gamer do a hamstring?
No, you haven't.
They might be covered from head to toe in chisel dust, but their hamstrings, nothing wrong
never
with them.
Never seen them do a hamstring, never seen them holding hands with a woman. No. Exactly.
Well, that's a distraction that they don't need. So on top of that, I just think, like, no warming up. I just think warming up, it's just, if you get into the gym, you load up. So say, and I know you're not a big gym junkie, right? And I am. When you are doing a deadlift, so deadlift is kind of one of the best all-round compound lifts you can do because it does, you know, your back and your legs and everything. I don't want you building up to your biggest weight. I want you putting all the plates that are fucking available in that gym so the bar is basically bowing when you try and lift it. And what you do, you haven't warmed up, you come straight in off the street and you fucking yank that thing as hard as you can. Just yank. And if you need to, twist a bit. I always find that, you know what, it tests the back out. It lets me know who's got good discs and who hasn't.
Let me just be clear here. So you're a gym junkie and you're doing like the best muscle mass creation lift quite a bit, and that's
look, what I don't like where this is headed. That is unfair.
I never said this to someone. I think you should start juicing.
Oh mate, when I get to the Eagles, don't worry, I'll be fucking massive by next week. The other thing I was thinking, you know, they said that they had a lot of injuries and stuff. How about you bring back Lars surgery? Yep. And I'm not just talking about for the ACL. You got a shoulder, fucking yep. Lars it up. Hamstring, Lars. You know, you've what do you got? What other injuries?
Remember that
are there?
German doctor fucking... that everyone goes to, the calf's blood. Whatever happened to him?
Dr. Hans Wolf Mueller.
Oh, well, relative of yours, is he?
Oh yeah, we stay in touch. Things get passed back and forth in tomato paste cans. Sure. I got a pallet of those last week that got through customs.
Bloody
so
hell, though.
We're fucking ready to go.
You head over there for Christmas lunch. Oh, the veal on hand is delicious.
It really is. It really is. And you know what you used to love back in the olden days, Michael, say early 80s, is, you know, they'd go out and play footy on the Saturday and then they'd hit the pub on the Sunday. Yep. As a little bit of a bonding yep. session. And I feel that that's what the West Coast Eagles are missing. There's no more bonding sessions like that. So I'm making a mandatory drinking session. You head down to the Cottesloe on the Sunday, regardless of whether you're playing or not. So if West Coast Eagles have a 4:40 game on the Sunday, too bad, boys. You get there at midday and then we go out and we hit the ground and you fucking had a few under your belt.
You say the Cottesloe. Like, we got to support our friends down in WA, down at the old Hippie Lounge. Hippie Lounge?
Yeah, but the Hippie Lounge is a little bit...
It's tricky to get into.
It's a late night thing.
Yeah. Wait, sure. Okay. Well, post
your Cottesloe is more for your Sunday washer.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like say in Melbourne, you know, your old G-Bung Polo Club.
It's very... and it's very West Coast Eagles too. The Cottesloe, I reckon.
Yes. Yeah, no, absolutely it is. It's so I think if we do enough of that, and also, you know what I'm sick of seeing players do? Fucking drinking water. Oh, what is that bullshit? You know, when I was a kid, I had one drink of water in the morning when I got to primary school and my teeth hit the bubblers.
Yep.
And then I didn't have another drink for the rest of the school year and I was fine.
You weren't with it out. Why do we have to drink so much water now? Like, why people are carrying around water or buying bottled water? Like, whatever happened to just like drinking from a tap and also, you know, strapping your mouth to a bubbler that teenagers had urinated on at 11 p.m. the night before?
My favourite was always the, middle of the day, you just fucking pick the hose up, you turn the water on. Of course, the water's at about 7,000 degrees because it's been sitting there baking in the sun like a solar panel and you're like, oh, fucking what?
Yeah, I remember removalists, unfortunately, like carried my stuff up like five flights of stairs moving into a building years ago and the guy was like, oh, no, it really needs water. And he did that, kind of turned the tap on, basically dunked his head under and he's like, ah, fuck, it's hot.
So it's good that the Eagles, with everything that's gone on, they've won three games out of the last, 40? I think, 44 or something like that, 40. It's good that they've identified the big issue there. When they were 170 points down, I just thought, I don't know, I reckon some of these blokes look like they could probably squat a little bit more than they get.
I
that
do love that.
Are.
Like, who are thinking when they kicked, when the Swans crossed the 200 mark, they're going, fuck, these Eagles really can't run out of game. And so they point the finger at the conditioning. Dude, I found that very, very funny. It's like a kind of corporation kind of gets done for big fraud or something and they go, oh, no, we got rid of the kid in the mail room. He was the problem.
Yeah. Like, I imagine that PwC is going to be like some kid who was there on work experience and he'll be in a press conference next week, just this pimply 16-year-old going, oh, I'd really like to apologise to the ATO.
Yeah, it's like pinning like 9/11 on a baggage handler at Boston Airport. It was the problem.
It's like saying that a cricketer can't bowl or can't throw and then saying that the cameraman, who's never been mic'd up in the history of sport, said it and it wasn't Shane Warne. That's what it equates to.
Oh, far out. That is fucking amazing.
Joe the cameraman. You know what? How... Okay, so, okay, Junk Times, if you're not aware of this, so this happened.
What?
Shane Warne was mid-90s, early 2000s. So Scott Muller, I believe, was the bowler. Yeah. Had bowled terribly. I think it must have been his debut match, and had thrown a ball in from fine leg that went way over the keeper's head. And the stump mics picked up someone saying, "Can't bowl, can't throw." And everyone in the world knew that that was
they
Shane
Warne.
In
Parliament.
And
it got mentioned. It got mentioned in Parliament. Yeah, yeah. And then
under the guise of what? Like, how did it come up?
That's actually a good question. Actually,
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, I put it to you.
We need a royal commission.
Yeah.
We need a plebiscite. And then Jonathan Cameron took the rap for it.
Yeah, so Channel 9 came out. So the stump mic picked up Shane Warne saying it. So Channel 9 came out, said that Joe the cameraman did it. Now, you and I have both worked in TV for quite a long time. Cameramen are not fucking mic'd up, right? They have they'll have a two-way thing that goes through to the director, but none of that goes anywhere near the on-air thing. There is not a hope in
hell.
And also,
like, they're not,
that a cameraman
they're not
can go
on
to
the
air.
Boundary. Like, they're up in the stands.
No!
Like, if you go to the MCG, the main cameras that are following the main bit of play in the middle of the ground, they're on, like, level three. Like, they're not, over the fence, kind of, getting the shot.
Yeah, they're not on a steady cam running around with the players, right?
They gave Joe the cameraman a bit of a sweetheart deal, so they're like, you take the rap.
Oh,
mate.
Can you imagine the holiday that Joe the cameraman went on immediately
because
after that?
He ended up on Current Affair doing an interview saying it wasn't me. I think they said we're going to bring on Joe the cameraman now, and I think he might have even just stepped out from behind the camera that he was operating and took a chair. I think that might be what happened.
No, he came out and said, yeah, no, it was me. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Is he related to Joe the Goose, do you think?
You'd say so. It just seems like that kind of family. Easy. You know, pick off cricketers and then, fucking kick easy goals.
Hey, Adam, return of a live show. Big news. Mm. Live show here.
That is fucking huge. I feel like we haven't done one for ages because we couldn't do one during Comedy Festival because our schedules just didn't align up. So we're going to be doing one. Sunday, September 3rd, the bye week before the finals.
It's going to be 4 p.m. It's going to be the debut of the AFLW that weekend as well. Go the Hawks.
Great.
And so we're going to do a live show. Guests will be confirmed, but obviously, us Junk Timers, they are all classics. I mean, last year we had Matthew Lloyd, Cameron Mooney, Damien Fleming. Fucking hell, what a trio. And the show went off.
That is a fucking good lineup.
We had the chicken salt
beer. Yeah, that is a good lineup. And I think the year, that's right, that was the chicken salt beer day. And the year before that we had... you stepping up to Brad Scott to compare your height and just freaking him out because he didn't know what the fuck was
he
happening.
Said, I've never seen a monster come at me like this before.
So a lot can happen, Junk Timers. So tickets available at trybooking.com. Sunday, September 3rd. It is Father's Day, but, go say good day to your dad at midday. Bring him along if you want, if he wants to learn. If you want to have to explain to your dad on the drive home how there's a crowd for this kind of filth, then bring him along Sunday, September 3rd at the European Beer Cafe, which I believe
has been renamed Morris House,
but still corner of Exhibition Street and Little Collins. Sunday, September 3rd, tickets available on
Trybooking. They're always classics, and I believe they've done renos and stuff like that. So, is the main room upstairs, they did renos and got it making maybe a little bit nicer.
Yeah, the bar's a bit schmicker, and I did stand up there, and it looks great. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll get a lot more laughs than I did on that particular night. Yeah. Now, Michael, speaking of unbelievable events, did you happen to see the Hall of Fame last night?
I did get to watch parts of it, and I actually noticed a thing in the Herald Sun today, actually, which I didn't pick on by it at the time, but Sammy Mitchell did not mention Alistair Clarkson.
Oh, but why? Clarko's been so warm and loving to... Sam Mitchell, why would he suddenly forget him?
That's very interesting, isn't it? So there are a few modern-day players. There's Jimmy Bartel, Corey Enright, am I right?
Mm. Yes.
Sam Mitchell, Mark Williams, and then a couple old-timers. Bruce McAvaney, not an old-timer, but...
Yes. And I think Michael Aish, a McGarry medalist from South Australia. There was one more South Australian whose name I can't remember. But you know what? I kind of flicked in between it because I was... wanting to watch myself on the cheap seats last night on
Catch
Channel 10.
Catch up on 10 Plus. Don't 10 Play.
Yes. The one thing I noticed, right, so it's a huge night for, players who are getting inducted, or you know, people who are getting inducted, they have their families there. It's a huge event. And when I flicked over, they were talking to Jimmy Bartel, and he was talking about his first year in the system and how at the end of that first year he went and played cricket, and he didn't really know what it was like to be a professional footballer and the advice that his mum gave him. And he had to compete with the clinking of cutlery because people were eating dinner. Yeah. And you just go, so this would have been quarter to nine o'clock, and you just go, you know what, have dinner at six. Get that bullshit out of the way, and then have people actually focused on what these footballers are saying. Yeah. I mean, it was fucking unbelievable.
We've all done gigs like that where it's like, you know, they bring out dinner while you're doing your comedy, and it's like, you know, very difficult to laugh with a bit of steak in your mouth. Yeah. And you're already competing with the dance floor in front of you. Like, I mean, if I have a gig like that, I just tell them before, just like, here are like 10 things you don't do. You know what I mean?
No, I think, you know, to back you up, the worst thing you can happen is they go, mate, we're running behind schedule. We need you to go up now. And you just say, to them, I'll die. I am going to die. I can tell you that. And then
you'll look bad.
They just bring it out. Yes.
Someone told me years ago, all you got to do is you got to impress the boss enough that they compliment the person organizing the event. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that person doesn't feel like they're fucked up and they're under pressure, you know?
Yeah.
So the boss is like, oh.
I mean, I had one where they started bringing out the dinner. They're like, we're going to bring it out now. It's going to happen. And I, because there was no stage or anything, so I'm standing on floor level. People are at circular tables at a hotel in the city in Melbourne. And I had waiters bumping into me with food in their hands. And I'm just like, fucking seriously?
Yeah, sure.
So I don't believe the good people of Toll Trucking Company are going to be having me back at their Christmas party anytime soon.
This is like years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, but I emceed a mate's wedding. And the lady organising that came up to me and just said, can you get up there and just say dinner served? And I just kind of finished off a conversation with a mate for like 3 minutes and then went up and said it. And then, did I get a talking to? After that, she came up to me. She was like, when I tell you to get up there and do it, you fucking get up there and do it, mate. I was like, okay, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you got to do it. Now, I tell you one person who, I don't know, there's a few conspiracy theories floating around about this gentleman, but where's Clayton Oliver at, Michael Chamberlain? Do you have any inside info there?
I think he should probably maybe go to a hairstylist to maybe get that thing looked at, for one.
Okay.
But it's a hammy, right? And so...
Well, I mean, it was a hammy, it was a blister. I heard he was now taking over the Wagner Group in Russia. You know, there's a lot of shit. Where's Clayton? You know, is he missing because he's fucking so stressed about Taylor Swift tickets? Like, what is going on with Clayton Oliver? Junk Timers, this is the footballer in real life. We want to know. If you see Clayton out and about, we want to hear from
you. It was a very big week for the Wagner Group, I must say. Fucking hell, like... I mean, if they need to, if anyone needs to get rid of the strength and conditioning coach, it's the Wagner Group.
I mean,
they're a rabble.
They need a review.
They need leading teams in there.
They need a review from the guy who used to sell hot dogs all the way down to the grenade thrower, to the sapper, all the way down to the sapper.
In front of leading teams, it's like, why is there a brick and a hammer next to the chair?
what are these bolt cutters for?
Melbourne had to come out and deny and say he was like, you know, playing up a bit. And so when you hear that, you go, oh, perfect.
he's been playing up. So,
Mitch
so
Cleary,
what happened though
was said there was a tweet that was going that was around, kind of a fake tweet that he'd never sent and only been told about until it came to his attention. Fake tweet saying that Clayton had been suspended for three strikes. So he had to come out and say, he said Melbourne contacted him and said, what's this about? And he was like, I was hacked.
I've been hacked. I didn't know anything about it. And if you want to win this Shine voucher, just follow me.
So it's just one of those. I actually remember similar to Buddy years ago. This like back in like 06 or something. No, I tell a lie. It was actually later than that. It might have been 12. And he had a hammy that kind of. Dragged on for 6 weeks. Mm. And I do remember at the time looking, just seeing what the punishment was for strikes. And it was like, oh, it's 6 weeks. Not casting any aspersions.
Now, you're worried about... Now, you're worried about someone else who hasn't appeared much at the footy of late.
I was watching the Collingwood game the other day, and I've been watching... Because I fucking hate it, but they're fucking playing a very impressive brand of football. They
how
seem like
great
good
was
fucking dudes.
Sunday... Yeah, how great was Sunday afternoon's game against Adelaide? It was just an absolute ripper.
And also, it's a bit like the Nazis, like, because the Collingwood team, the coaches and the trainers and like, they're dressed very well. They've got good uniforms. And I mean, there's one thing I can say about your mates, your relatives. They dressed well. And the Collingwood, I think it's the black. I think it's just you can do a lot with black and keep it very simple and effective.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because weren't the Nazis infamously, famously dressed
Hugo
by
Boss.
Hugo Boss?
Yeah.
Yeah, and didn't Eddie, when he first came to Collingwood, he had them all in, I believe, it might have been Armani
maybe.
Suits.
Or you might be thinking of Russell Crowe at South Sydney. He brought in someone. I think he might have brought in Armani, if not as well as Collingwood.
Oh, okay. Yeah right.
But
I'm glad that's where your Collingwood Nazi analogy ended. Because I was intrigued where this was going.
Yeah. I'm curious, where's Eddie? Like, you don't seem... Now he wouldn't get those president seats anymore, but he would be given fine quality seats. And I'm kind of curious, there's never cut into him in the crowd. Like, you don't see him and his kids there anymore. Now, the kids are a bit older, but they'd just be going to games, surely.
Yes. You reckon maybe... Perhaps, and this is just pure speculation, maybe he's in a box on the same side and the same side as the cameras, right? So they can't even, if you're in the Shane Warne stand, you're opposite the cameras, they can zoom in across to you. So if Eddie's on that same side, he's probably played it really well, so he knows he can't be on.
That
maybe?
Might be true.
Because
that
you're right, be true. As if he'd stopped going to Collingwood games.
We talked about with Declan Fay last week, we talked about this in the pod ages and ages ago, back in the 2013 prelim. And he ended up sitting in front of Jeff Kennett, just by chance. And he said that Jeff wasn't president at the time, but eventually they found him kind of behind the goals on the right-hand side, if you're watching TV, for the MCG. And Deck said when the scoreboard put Jeff up on the screen, and Jeff went, "They found me." and then near the end, Jeff went for a bit of a walk. And Dennis Committee was like, "Oh, you know, Jeff Kennett can't handle the pressure." Well, he started it. I guess that was the end of the Kennett curse, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to find. Yeah, okay, we'll put a call out for Clayton Oliver. Let's put a call out for Eddie McGuire, footballers in real life, if you find Eddie at the game.
Because he's doing the Wednesday night classified, and he also has stupidly stepped into taking on us in the football podcast world, because he does a football podcast with the guy that everyone loves to hear a chat from, Jimmy Bartel.
Sure. He's a media mogul now, Jimmy. He's all over the shop.
Is he still working for GWS? No.
That's actually a good question. Question without notice. I'm going to presume so. But he was like on the board, wasn't he?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
I think he was talking about something on Classified the other day, and it kind of made reference to that. He's still on the GWS website as Meet the Board. Yeah. Like that film. Actually, Melissa Doyle was on the board as well. Dave Matthews Band.
Is that right?
Nikki Warburton, that name rings a bell. What are you, Nikki? You are a... business person, marketing, anyway, I know a lot of people, Adam.
You do,
Could I tell you about an adventure I had coming back to Sydney? Because this is the first show I've done at Rod Carter Studios with you.
Yes, it is.
And I went back to to Sydney about 2 weeks ago, actually. Today. After a very long time in Melbourne. And I popped into the AFL kitchen and bar at the airport. Had a cheeky cider there. Because I checked in my bags. It was kind of interesting because I went to the boarding machine, the little computer. It wasn't working. Wouldn't acknowledge me. So I went up to the counter and I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm just on the 2 p.m. to Sydney." And lady gave me the boarding pass and put my bags through. And so I went into the AFL kitchen and bar. Paid way too much for a pint of cider. But it's a donation. It's a donation.
Well, it's just to help out the AFL.
And so I wandered down to my gate for my time.
How much did you pay?
I paid about $12.50, I think.
Is that a pint or a pot?
Yeah. It's actually not too bad, really, for the airport.
I think that's quite reasonable, I think they've undercharged. I think the AFL Kitchen and Bar is like the place to be.
I feel like it might have been $12.50, but I could be making that up. That does feel under. It's for the airport. Actually, maybe we got it cheap because they listen to the pod.
Well, that's true.
Shut me up.
Just be nice because we're just going to get fucking rinsed.
Like, I have my loyalty card and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I head down to the gate. Let's say it was gate 4 or whatever for the flight. And there was nothing there. And I was like, wait a second. And I'm looking on the screen and I'm like, I feel like I'm going mad. And I went up to the counter, the Qantas counter, and doing very well. And I said to them, I've got a 2 p.m. white over flight to Sydney. And the guy's like, I can see boarding pass. And he says, I can see why it's not working for you. This is a flight from Sydney to Melbourne. So I'd bought a flight from Sydney to Melbourne.
Fuck, I've done that.
and he's like, I said, well, my bags are like not checked somewhere. And he's like, really? He's like, really? That shouldn't have happened. Like, that should be impossible. And he was like, and the person on the counter, I think she was called Stephanie. And he called down to someone and he said, Stephanie's checked in. I'm like, oh shit, Stephanie's in trouble. Stephanie, I'm sorry if you got in trouble for this. And then he said, go down to oversized luggage to get your bags. He's like, I've recalled them for you. And so I go to oversized luggage and there's a lady there. I'm going to call her a girl. Okay, I'm going to call her a girl. I'm not going to call her a woman. I'm not going to call her a lady. I'm going to call her a girl, right? And I go up to her very politely and I say, hey, this is a story. Accidentally bought a ticket from Sydney to Melbourne. It was meant to be Melbourne to Sydney. My bags were checked through. They've been recalled by Qantas and they said to come here and get them. And she just paused for a second and just looked at me and just went, what? And I was like, hey, I'm gonna do this again. And she was like, Michael's coming soon. And so I was like, okay. And she just stood up and she just walked out the front doors and she plonked herself down and started vaping. And I was like, what the fuck is going
That's fucking
on?
Awesome.
So this guy showed up and I told him the story. I said, the bags have been recalled. And he said, I don't know anything about that. He said, we don't get bags here. We send them off. And I was like, okay, this is working fucking really well. And he said, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead and...
And also, too, the fact that you're heading back to Sydney after months in Melbourne, this is everything you own,
I had two
right?
large suitcases, pretty much,
Yeah, and probably a couple of cereal bobbles in there as well.
I actually did have a friend of mine gave it to me a gift. I'm looking at it now. It's actually on top of my little Hawthorn Premiership figurines. But it was a bobblehead Axl Rose, actually. That's what I got. A friend gave me. It's quite cool. Yep. Not out of the box, mate. Yep. I haven't played with it yet. so I go, where are my fucking bags then? I've been politely. And he's like, go down the carousel and just wait there. And I'm like, but will they show up there? He's like, I'm not really sure. Anyway, I go down there. I'm like, this is fucking, you're an airport. Like, do airport things.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do get into the carousel and they're there just waiting. Like, I don't know how. Like, just like someone just pulled them off and they're just there just waiting for someone to take them.
Going around.
We're not going around. They're off the carousel. So I get them and I go back to the Qantas desk again and because I've got to buy another ticket. And so I say to the lady, can I buy a ticket here? And she said, no, you can't. You can only do it online. And I'm like, I didn't say this. I didn't say any of this, but I was like, but you're the fucking airport. Like, surely I can buy a ticket at the airport.
But also, too, you've bought a ticket. You just happen to buy the wrong way, right? Okay, which I think is a more common occurrence than you think. Can't they just go, he's on this one. We take him off that. We put him on the Melbourne one. That's what happened to me when I did it, when I was in Cairns coming back to Melbourne.
No, I didn't get any of that kind of stuff. So, Alan Joyce, I'm fucking glad you're leaving, mate. And so then I have to get my fucking laptop out. And it's like my phone's on fucking 3% power. I've got my laptop balancing around. And it's just that girl is probably still up front vaping. Kind of.
Yeah, she's probably on her phone talking to her friends going, some fucking boomer came up and said that he bought a ticket to the wrong way and we were supposed to have his bags.
Yeah, he's looking me up and down, the creep. What?
She puffed on her blueberry mint vape.
And then so I buy the ticket and I eventually kind of get home and stuff like that. But it was literally like Oh, that's right. And then I buy the ticket and then I go to check in on the machine there and the confirmation number's wrong and I have to call back and I go like, and they've spelt my name wrong. And so I'm like, okay, so fucking, that's why it's not matching. And so I could do that again. And you know what would have been much easier? I just walk up to a counter and say, could I have a 4 p.m. ticket to Sydney, please? And they go, yes, Mr. Chamberlain. And they hand it over and then I get on my flight relaxed.
You know what would have been easier? Is if you'd bought the right fucking ticket in the first place, mate.
Ah, dude. Hey, footballers in real life?
Hit me.
We got this one from Tony. Just saw Bucks at Hiroshima Station in Japan. Didn't bother the stud, just soaked in his aura as I wandered by. That cool. is a cool sighting.
That is cool. Yeah, that'd be a fucking pretty amazing. I am staggered that Tony didn't go up and see him. If I saw any AFL footballer or former in a place that stands out like Japan, I'd be fucking.
I reckon
all
Bucks
over
would
him.
Dig that too. Like, you know, maybe not. Maybe absolutely. Not, you know, in Paran or something, you know, when he's busy or whatever. But like when he's overseas, he kind of gets a bit chuffed, like, oh, I'm a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
I remember I didn't see him there, but my brother saw. Oh, actually, update. My brother saw JB at the Oval for the international cricket, the Test Championship game.
Oh, the final.
But I remember going to Lord's in 2009 and my brother saw David Parkin in line waiting for his tickets and so he had a bit of a chat then. And then my dad saw him in the stands and went up to him and had a chat. And so I think by the end of the day, David Parkin was like, I wish his fucking family would stop bugging me.
Absolutely lovely bloke, David Parkin, too.
From Bren. It was just at Bunnings in Hawthorne, buying a large roll of bubble wrap for packing up my house before a four-month European holiday. Pretty sick. Yes, you are doing very well, Bren. When I head to the self-checkout, look to my left to see none other than the human meatball himself, Dion Prestia. He was buying a lawnmower, perhaps to mow a pitch into his backyard as he settles in for the Ashes. What do you reckon?
Maybe. I mean, I wonder if that's how he did his calf. You know, he's out there for the first time, brand new lawnmower, hasn't worn it in. Ping!
Yeah.
There it goes. Grass is too thick. Easy. Happens.
What do you reckon a lawnmower goes for?
I'm going to say about $160.
Should we do a quick search?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We should.
I'm going to type in Bunnings very quickly.
Were you a lawnmower as a child? I can't imagine you out there mowing the lawns.
Yeah, we had, until Dad got like a motorized one, we had that little twirly thing that you then had to
really?
Go back and then pick up the grass. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we had to do that anyway because my dad wouldn't let us use the catcher. You got to empty it too often. I'm like, yeah, but now I've got to spend fucking 4 hours
raking
this shit
up after,
mate.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah. Okay, one can go for 125. It's kind of better stuff.
What about a Victor?
A Victor. Let me have a look.
I mean, I want a good one, mate.
I got a football in real life while we're talking. So Jared McVeigh. I'm doing a bit of work
around Centennial Park.
I'm doing a bit of work down at Disney Studios and went down to there on the Skybus. No, the Skybus, the light rail. So got on it.
Yes,
got on the light rail at Central, and he was there. He was blending in by wearing a full Sydney Swans tracksuit because he is the assistant there. So it's weird. He actually didn't get on that one, that light rail, but then he caught the next one. So I saw him get off the next one like about 2 minutes after I got off. And I was like, "What? Why were you?"
Yeah, he probably saw you fucking
eyeballing
him looking.
That is
up
actually
and
down. A very good point because I reckon he might have clocked me eyeballing him. Actually, that's a very good point. I reckon he. Because
because
you wouldn't get it much, would you? I mean.
Probably not, no. And not someone like you, like, oh, fuck that, I know him. And you might have, you know, did you recognize him instantly? Because if you don't, you do that lingering look like, where?
No,
how,
you're right.
What?
I didn't recognize him immediately. I think the Swans tracksuit caught my eye. And then probably did a double take. I actually reckon maybe you're right. Maybe he didn't catch the
train
because he didn't want a fucking weirdo fucking talking to him. But I wasn't going to chat to him.
Exactly. No, I know.
Because my memory of 2012.
Feared for his 2012 life. And also, you dress like an Escher. You got that little bum bag over your shoulder and
I
stuff.
I got to stop doing that.
You're pretty terrifying when you get around.
top of the line for the Victor goes for $7,000. That's like the ride-on. And then regular kind of pushy, top of the range, probably about 950. Oh, actually, here we go. I've never seen this before. This little robot mower, like a vacuum.
Oh, like a Roomba.
Huh, never seen one of them before.
I like the idea of that.
I feel like you need a lot of walls for that. You can't just let it roam free because it'll just disappear. You can't do it at a farm.
I feel like it'd need a lot more strength than a fucking Roomba, which just goes across carpet and floor, like getting through grass. Like, you know when you're trying to ride your bike through grass? Yeah. And you're like, fuck, and this is a big mistake. I should have taken the path around the footy ground rather than going straight across
it. Yeah, sure.
It's a rookie mistake.
Yeah, covering the big issues there in the Junk Time Alpha podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget our live show, September 3, Morris House. Tickets can be found at TriBooking. Just type in Junk Time or AFL podcast or live show, Junk Time Alpha podcast live show. We are going to hit the road. We are Junk Time Alpha Pod at Gmail, Twitter, Facebook, and the gram. You're hooked.
Go Blues. We're playing each other this week.
Junk Go Maggots.